CRJ225, this is your podcast for weeks 15 and 16. If I can find, there I am. There isn't a podcast for week 16, I should say. This is your final podcast. Week 16, there is a final assignment, and I've alluded to that and given you some information about that assignment in past weeks. If you didn't pay attention to that, well, I don't know what to tell you at this point. Buckle up, because here we go. I'm going to keep this as brief as I possibly can, but you need to listen all the way through to get the assignment for this week. So listen with a notepad and a pen. And then pay attention to some of the things I'm going to tell you, but also start thinking about some of the things that I'm going to talk about as well. Not the least of which is another message I've been trying to deliver really since the first week of the semester, that the due dates at this time are going to change. So pay attention to the due dates for weeks 15 and 16 because they are changed. Now, that's not my doing. That is due to the fact that you may have other final exams. The final exams week or the final week of class is taken by final exams. And those final exams are on a different schedule sometimes. And so we end with a different expectation or a different date. So I have to adjust those dates for 15 and 16, or weeks 15 and 16, to make sure that you can get the work in and you have plenty of notice about that. So it's listed on the forum, and as I said, been kind of giving you that notice from the beginning. So use your calendar, meet those dates, and you know all about calendars by then, or by now too. So if you reflect a little bit, as back to when we began this journey in criminal law, I told you part of the goal for this course was to develop your skills in reading and analyzing and applying the statutory elements of a given crime to facts of a given situation. Now, all of you in your chosen professions, your chosen career paths, are going to have to be aware of you know, where you can find the law. And depending on your role, you're either going to be writing reports that indicate facts that fall in line with elements of a particular offense that you believe occurred. You'll be taking down information, I guess, if you're a dispatcher, that should coincide with some of those elements or expectations of crimes. If you're on the courtroom side or the legal representation or prosecution side, well, then you're going to have to be able to analyze whether what was written up or what occurred is actually a crime or not. So all important stuff. And we've now traveled through the spectrum of criminal statutes, the crimes for which people can be charged, the crimes for which police respond to and investigate, state's attorneys evaluate and prosecute, defense lawyers defend, judges preside over hearings and trials of, and through your review of criminal cases, the types of matters that appellate courts review and provide the rest of us with guidance over. They tell us how certain expectations should be formed as to what is or isn't a crime or how a crime may be committed, and all the parts of that system. Along the way, it was intended that you would be now in a place to be better able than you were at the beginning of the semester to distinguish a robbery from a burglary, as an example, an assault from a battery, remember that? A murder from manslaughter. You have those skills. And ideally, you leave this course with a much better understanding of the general elements of all the crimes that we've explored and studied this semester. As I told you at the beginning of the semester, one of the most important things you'll learn in this course is skill in being able to find, to read, to analyze, and apply the actual statute by yourself without somebody else telling you. You don't need to ask any sort of device or person. You have those skills. Appreciate that you developed those skills. I appreciate that you developed those skills because it's more people in this world, whether you end up working in these career fields or not, who understand that we have these laws and why we have these laws. It's not to come down on folks. It's to make sure that the rest of us can live peaceful and prosperous lives. You know, we just want to be able to live without being assaulted or battered or burglarized or robbed. And that's why we have those laws, to keep the lanes, right? To make sure that you can go live a peaceful and prosperous life and your neighbor can. And, you know, the world can just be a place where you have expectations, not having people do things to you or your property. And that's really, it sounds simplified, but that's really what we covered, right? If you take nothing away from this course, I hope it is that you have the ability and you practice and you continue to be able to look up a statute for any offense you find yourself responding to, investigating, evaluating, prosecuting, defending against, or judging from a trial or appellate court bench. And some of you may end up as a judge or on an appellate court bench. We have a couple grads who are running for judge right now. You know, former students. Because the likelihood is that you enrolled in this course because you have an intention of serving the public through the law in some form, some career, some position within the law and justice system. The reality is that for over 60 years, we've offered this course at Illinois Central College. And for the 40 or so years since I took this course myself, our graduates have served in those roles, as well as positions in related things that require knowledge of the criminal law. Now, I have faith that should you choose to enter one of these career paths, you're going to serve through the law, faithfully and appropriately, with the sky's the limit as to how far you go. I appreciate every opportunity to help you to get onto that path and get into those careers. I appreciate your efforts this semester. And if you need my help at any time for advice on other courses, transfer opportunities, help interviewing for positions, references, for positions or continued education, you know, don't hesitate to find me. Don't hesitate to call me, to email me. I don't plan on going anywhere as of right now. And even if I did, if I retired or something at some point, I'm still active. I'm still active in all these communities, in all the law and justice communities. All right, so now for your week 15 assignment. You should peek your ears, get your pen, have your pad of paper. I want you to reflect on what you learned in this course this semester. I want you to think about where you thought you were headed in your career path at the beginning of the semester and where you believe you want to go now. Has that changed? If it has changed, tell us how. If it stayed the same, has it been enhanced? Do you have a different perspective? Anything that you may do different? Or other options you might think about pursuing, like law school. Tell us about where you were, where you now believe you are headed job-wise, transfer-wise. Has it changed, been made more clear? Next, I want you to tell us how the knowledge of criminal law you worked to earn this semester will help you in your career. And given that criminal law transcends every aspect of life, even the people in legal studies who intend to work purely on the civil side of the courthouse or in transactional matters in corporate environments or whatever, don't intend to at all deal with criminal law or crimes or any part of the criminal part of the justice system, you know that criminal law transcends every aspect of life. So you can talk about how it might impact and just the ability to have the general knowledge to know what you're seeing out there in the world with a lot more knowledge than most people. I want you to really take some time to reflect, to think about where you were and where you are now and where you hope to be in the coming years. I want you to share those thoughts with the rest of us by the deadline noted on the assignment form on the course site. And I then want you to go back and read and comment on the post of other students by the date and time noted in this assignment. I want you to be sincere in your reflections, your own post and the post of other students. Here's the deal. It is highly likely that you will see, you will work with, you will work against, you will in some way interact professionally with someone or many someones in this class during your career. I teach the criminal justice and legal studies internships every semester, which if you haven't taken those, they'll be offered every 8 weeks in fall and spring semesters and every summer. Even if you're in the transfer criminal justice degree, they're required for law enforcement, they're required for legal studies students. If you are in the transfer criminal justice, they're required for 911 as well. If you're in the transfer criminal justice, I highly recommend you think about talking to Doug Huerman and taking that class, because what it does is it gives you the opportunity to be in the setting that you think you want to go to work in. And in most cases, 99% of those cases, it confirms that's what you want to do, which is huge, before you go invest into more education or into a career. Or it tells you it's not what you want to do. And again, that's kind of rare. Most people know. But it really confirms. I know that happened with me. I mean, I did that internship, of course, the what's we call the criminal justice internship is the one that I took. I interned with Peoria County Sheriff's Department and Peoria PD and ended up having offers to go to work from both of those at one point. And I went through the hiring process because that's where I wanted to be. That's what I knew that's what I wanted to do after those experiences, tremendous experiences. You get to be there and see things that you can't experience elsewhere. And we have people that, like I said, if you're in law enforcement, you're going to do that. If you're in 911, you're going to do that. If you're in legal studies, you're going to do that. And all those people will tell you that it confirms this is where I want to be. But if you think you want to work at the JDC or probation or whatever, and we get you an internship in one of those settings, then you'll definitely know. And anybody that's been through one of those internships can tell you, and they will tell you, that it was probably the most valuable course they've ever taken. But the point here is, you go out in those internships and you see our graduates. You're working with our graduates. You're interning with our graduates, learning from our graduates. It always gives me a lot of pride because I see those names pop up in the intern reports of our former graduates who are then stepping up to mentor and to show these students what it's all about. We have a lot of generations of people that have been in this course just like you. Everything that you think you're going through, sometimes it seems like you're going through it for the first time and nobody else knows what you're going through. Lots of us do. And one of the reasons I have you do this assignment at this point during this week is because at lots of junctures in your career, you need to step back. You need to do exactly what I'm asking you to do here. You need to look at where was I and where am I? And where do I want to go? What have I done to help me get to where I want to be? And what do I still need to do to get to where I want to be? And own it for yourself as a reflection, as a time for reflection, as a time to pat yourself on the back a little bit and appreciate the growth that you did invest in and where it took you. And then just to have an idea, you know, here's where I am. Here's where I'd like to be. Here's how I can get there. It's intentional, and it's something you owe yourself. I'm making you do it this week. But I highly suggest that you make it a practice in your life. Other than that, I hope you enjoyed the course. Email me any feedback, good or constructive, and don't forget to look for the final assignment. And remember, the due dates and times are different, so get them on your calendar and follow that. I hope you enjoy the final assignment. It is something designed to allow you to take the experience onward. And it isn't a surprise. You already know what's coming if you paid attention in the past weeks. It isn't a surprise, and it won't be difficult if you put in the time, if you don't half-ass it and do it at the last minute. It should be something that you will be able to take forward. I appreciate you. If you need me, you know where to find me.